It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr. The Week in Review Extra. We're in the folks that talk to us at 10 o'clock in the morning on KUOW. Come back and talk to us about other issues on The Record. Knute Berger writes for Crosscut. Joni Balter's with the Seattle Times. Eli Sanders is with The Stranger. Good to talk to you all again through the magic of radio. I know this is wherever you go today and actually leading up to it. The story has been John F. Kennedy and what impact he had on America and the personal stories. And for a lot of us, those personal stories do still resonate. And I just thought I'd take a few minutes to hear what you guys feel and think and remember. Joni, do you remember where you were and what happened?
I do. I was sitting in a classroom in elementary school, and I remember seeing teachers sort of huddled and then crying and things sort of getting worse. They dispatched us to walk home. And, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, and so just going past each of these sort of bungalow houses, I just heard the adults sort of as I walked, more and more crying and louder and shrieking and kinds of things like that. But another memory that I have of this is just a funny story about how my mother-in-law, Irish Catholic woman, seven kids, one of her middle kids happened to be born on November 21st, not November 22nd. But she sort of merged all those events because she was just so busy and harried. And so I don't know how this could happen because you'd think you'd run into a birth certificate along the way. But this really did happen, that for the next 40 years, her daughter, who was born on November 21st, thought her birthday was November 22nd. And it was only when she went for a passport or something that she figured out that this mistake had been made because her mother was so wound up and so upset.
Yeah, so stuck with it. I remember we got out of school, and when we got on the buses to go home early, because they had let us out early because of what happened, the bus driver was crying, sobbing. He was sobbing. And we got it by then. They had told us what had happened, and we were young, 9 years old, but we still remembered. We knew who JFK was and what he meant. Boy, that person was sobbing. What do you remember?
Well, I remember I was at John Muir Elementary School in the lunchroom when the word spread, and the memory of that day, I remember after lunch going back up to my fourth grade classroom, and you know, I went out on the play field and nobody was playing. It was almost kind of empty and people were just standing around. I went back into the classroom and I had this wonderful teacher, Mrs. Huber, and she was wore these big flower print dresses, and she was like kind of looked like a big mother hen. And when I walked into the classroom, she had had four or five little girls clinging to her, and she had her arms wrapped around them, and they were all sobbing. And that's, I think, for kids our age, you know, those memories is how adults aren't acting like they usually do. You know, you don't see teachers crying or children. You know, it was just a different thing. And the other thing I remember for me, it was very personal, was that my grandfather died the very next day. And our house was just plunged into mourning. My parents had to fly off to California to attend to his funeral at the same time everything was going on. And so my grandmother came over and watched us. But we just sat in front of the television for 4 days straight. You know, that was kind of like 9/11. You're just riveted. The world came to a standstill. Nobody was playing with each other. Kids weren't going out and playing. You know, people weren't going to work or school. It was all about just following blow by blow the events that unfolded.
I remember that TV aspect too. You know, Eli, you weren't born then. And so when people say, like Knute said, it is like 9/11. When you hear our recollections, does it seem like a 9/11 sort of response?
Only in the sense of a trauma that everyone in the country is simultaneously experiencing at once. But as I understand it, what people experienced the Kennedy assassination as was something that was a product of the United States. This wasn't a foreign attack on the country. I know maybe some later conspiracy theories might have put that forward, but even those theories I don't think really suggest that it's something from abroad affecting the United States. I think actually a better parallel might be Oklahoma City, but it wasn't experienced in the same way nationally for days. So that's the big distinction I would draw, that my sense of the Kennedy assassination hearing my parents talk about it, hearing all of you talk about it, is that it was this traumatic, perplexing event that people felt was part of the nation kind of devouring itself.
I heard Tom Brokaw on the Jon Stewart Show, of all things, the other evening, and he was talking about how that event was really one of the launching moments of TV. And when you were describing how you were just glued to the TV, that really, in my memory, is the first time I really did spend that much time with the television. Subsequent events, yes, but I don't remember anything quite like that.
We remember Walter Cronkite, at least I do. I remember all of them, actually. We would flip around those three channels. All right, the Week in Review Extra. Joni Balter, Knute Berger, Eli Sanders, I appreciate you guys talking to us, remembering Kennedy today. Don't forget, we podcast the Week in Review. You can find it at iTunes and other places. And if you want to talk to us, you can tweet us. #ReviewThis. This is The Record.